Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Two people and a dog were shot during rapper Lil Flip's Marijuana 420 concert at the Civic Center Park in Denver. Witnesses reported hearing 4 to 5 shots. A man, his dog, and a woman were struck as Flip performed. The two were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. I am just grateful that no one was seriously hurt, Flip tweeted. Police are seeking two suspects in the shooting, which was captured on aerial footage. An arrest warrant has been issued for rapper Lil Scrappy, who allegedly refused to take a urine test. He was required to submit the test in Georgia as part of his probation stemming from a 2008 marijuana arrest. Officials say Scrappy attempted to turn one in, but it appeared to be tampered with. They refused to accept the sample and told him to provide a fresh one, but he refused and left the premises. A warrant was issued for violating his probation by not cooperating. DMX says that Oprah's own network tricked him into telling his life story during a recent interview in which he says he came off as erratic and strung out. The rapper is furious over his interview on the Iyala Fix My Life show, which aired on OWN. DMX claims that she pulled a fast one and was supposed to ask him about his addiction to women, not drugs, and the drug questions were never cleared beforehand. He says the whole thing was set up to make him look bad for ratings. He's currently exploring his legal options. A woman named Sharita Williams, one of the late Nate Dogg's children's mother, has filed a creditor's claim against Nate's estate, claiming that it owes her over $339,000 in unpaid child support. Nate was supposed to pay $4,300 a month, but she claims that he never made a single payment. Their child was born in 2006. Sharita says that the estate now owes her the outstanding balance, including payments that have accumulated since Nate died. A$AP Rocky is countersuing a man who sued him last year, claiming that the rapper gave him a beatdown. Sheneck Alcine claims that A$AP viciously attacked him after he was caught doing drugs inside of a store. Now A$AP claims that Alcine is a liar who attacked him, and any punches thrown were in self-defense. He's asking a judge to toss the suit. Snoop Dogg's 420 party in Hollywood was shut down before he even arrived. Snoop Lion's 420 festival, held in the Hollywood Hills mansion to celebrate marijuana, started at 11 a.m., but was shut down after several neighbors complained about the noise levels and the parking situation.